Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. It is a Friday. So many angles, so many stories. Live in Los Angeles, it's The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. Joy Taylor joining me on a Friday. That was Warriors. Are starting to look very interesting. Kyler Murray's mad at me, the quarterback of the Arizona Cardinals. I'll discuss both of those. Joy, how are you?
I'm good. You know, this first round of the NBA playoffs is the best that I can remember in a very long time.
Oh, it's been fun. Really fun. And then we have something this weekend I can't wait to watch, which is Ben Simmons is returning, and I don't know what I get. He's total wild card.
I have no idea.
But I will say this. Is there a 5% chance he's the life preserver for a sinking net ship?
There's it's a possible. Little, that's it's, why they're trying to get him back out there.
So I want to start with this. So when people, I was reading a story the other day. It was very fascinating. It was about the music industry, and it was talking about, can you predict one-hit wonders in music? And it was very complex article. I don't have, you know, great understanding or knowledge, obviously, of the music industry. But it was fascinating that there were arguments to be made, Stanford professors, people had gone out, and you can kind of tell why people are one-hit wonders and what success is repeatable. And that's an interesting word, right? Repeatable. I worked in radio for a long time. I used to always, with radio people, if they said they liked a show, I would say, why? Because if you can't give me the why, then you can't find the next person that's that talented. Or you can't build the next radio show that's that talented. Anybody can say I like a show, but if you're in the radio industry, you got to know the why part. So you can create multiple shows that are successful if you want to build a radio station, right? The why is important. Why are the Warriors so good? Very selfless, very smart. There's never been a dynasty that I can think of in college, pro football, or pro basketball without a great coach. I don't care if it's Jimmy Johnson, Bill Walsh, Chuck Knoll, Mike Krzyzewski, John Wooden, Greg Popovich, Belichick. All the dynasties have a great coach. Kevin Durant, KD don't think they need one. You do. But I want to talk about the Warriors. Why are they beating Denver? Why do they look so good? Suddenly now, everything's lined up perfectly in the playoffs. Steph is conveniently healthy. Draymond is perfectly rested. Jordan Poole's playing his best basketball of the year in the playoffs, and Klay Thompson suddenly looks like Klay Thompson. They're actually averaging more. Klay, Poole, and Draymond are averaging more in the playoffs than they did at any point in the regular season. Why? This is why they had a dynasty. They rested Draymond. They trusted him and rested him. They rested Steph. Steph said, I'll come off the bench. Everybody in San Francisco has been watching this since the All-Star break. They've been watching Jordan Poole become a star. But you watch your own NBA team. You don't watch the Warriors, right? They're on TV occasionally. Everybody in San Francisco knows Jordan Poole has been doing this now for 3 months. Like, he's a star. They have a third Splash Brother. And what's great about it is they're all different. So Klay is your kind of stoic catch and shoot. Put him anywhere on the floor. Just give me the ball. I don't even need to dribble. Catch, shoot. Steph is liquid. Constant motion. Running around. The engineer evolved. And then Jordan Poole's a bit of an attacker. He can be more aggressive. Leans in, not lean out. So they're all three different players. And yet we have this three-headed monster. And it's not a coincidence. Because the way they're run, they're all playing perfectly now. They rested Dre. You know, they knew Draymond was going to have to face some bigs. Maybe a DeAndre Ayton. Or a Jokic, or maybe an Anthony Davis in the playoffs if they got it. They knew that going out. So they wanted arrested Draymond Green. They wanted arrested Steph Curry. And this whole season, they've been building chemistry. This is not a one-hit wonder. You can figure out why bands, they do studies on this, why are some one-hit and why are some The Who or The Stones or Jay-Z or Beyonce? Why? There's coaching behind it. There's intelligence behind it. And if you look at Jordan Poole in the regular season in the playoffs, he's a different player. 18-28. This is surprising everybody. It's not surprising the Warriors. Draymond Green's been talking about this on my podcast network for 6 months. He's like, you're not going to believe how good this guy is. You should see him at practice. And so this is the fourth time the Warriors have done this. They did it with Draymond, second-round pick. They did it with Steph. They did it with Klay. And now they've done it with Jordan Poole. They steal a guy in the draft. You don't know who he really is for the first year and a half. And then all of a sudden, the second year, you're like, whoa. Third year, whoa. Fourth-year star. This is the fourth time they've done it. There's no luck involved here. This is what the Warriors do. Draft, patient, develop. What the Lakers can't do. Lakers haven't developed any player since Kobe. This is their secret sauce in this organization. It's the fourth time. And by the way, they got another kid named Jonathan Kuminga, and you don't know who he is either unless you're a diehard NBA fan. He didn't play last night. Watch him become the fifth time they've done it. He didn't do anything this year except he was 6'7", 220, can defend, super twitchy, athletic, you know, little spots here and there. They don't trust him yet. But he'll be the fifth guy they do this with. It's not luck. Draymond Green on the emerging star that they've known about for months, Jordan Poole.
Talking to a guy who was on the third team all G League last year.
True.
Has been our number one option in this playoffs. And the way he's playing, he's gained the trust of everybody on the team. He's gained the trust of Coach Kerr. And he's gained fear from everybody else.
All right. So congratulations, Denver. Denver, sometimes it's timing. Denver just doesn't have any healthy players. Instead of against Jokic, he was great last night. But Jamal Murray's not healthy, and Michael Porter's not healthy. And sometimes the Warrior guys all got rested and healthy. The Nuggets outside of Jokic are all beat up and not healthy. Some of it's timing. I don't think Denver's bad. I don't know exactly what you do with Jokic long term. You're not going to get rid of him. Is he a 1 or is he a 1A like Anthony Davis? I can make that argument. But a lot of this is timing, and Denver's not poorly coached or a bad team. It's all beat. I don't have anybody after Jokic. So I want to go to this. This happened yesterday. And, from time to time, professional athletes will either fire back at me or respond to me. Baker Mayfield fired back at me. Ja Morant responded to me. Draymond Green years ago responds to me. And that, like social media, it's, I don't mind it. I don't need to be loved by athletes. And some people ghost me, Aaron Rodgers, but that's okay too. But yesterday, Kyler Murray, super special quarterback for Arizona, when he responded to me, he didn't attack me, he responded. He said, hey, man, run whatever narratives y'all want to run with, but questioning my work ethic, we're not going to go for that. Stop playing with me, Colin. I still rock with you, but come on. So, first of all, thank you. I did not question his work ethic. I had a five-minute rant yesterday. I think he's misinterpreting it a little bit. I don't question his work ethic. That's not. So let me create clarity for this. I thought about this all afternoon. How could I create clarity in this Arizona situation for Kyler Murray and his agent and the people that watch? When a star leans into a culture, that's perfect. And coaches create cultures, GMs and cultures, because they're kind of they're picking all the players, they're the voices, they create the culture. And the two greatest players in my lifetime that leaned into the culture are Tim Duncan and Tom Brady. Why? They not only leaned into being coached hard, they would allow themselves to be ripped and embarrassed by the coaches in front of teammates. They leaned into the front office and ownership. They both took pay cuts. Duncan took less than he wanted to. Brady took less. In the history of GOAT conversations, of leaning into a culture, Brady completely leaned into Kraft, the front office, the salary cap, Belichick coaching. He was rewarded with a dynasty. Tim Duncan did the exact same thing. Duncan, Steven Jackson told us yesterday, two totally different personalities. Duncan would elevate young people, introduce himself to G League level guys. I'm going to elevate you. I'll take less. Popovich can scream at me. They're the two greatest ever. Duncan and Brady. And they were both rewarded with dynasties. Now let's go to two guys who are doing it right now, and they're great at it. Steph Curry and Mahomes. They're not being paid top of the market. Very team-friendly deals. Elevate everybody around them. Can be coached very hard. Curry's literally saying, hey, I'll come off the bench. They are all about winning. All about not taking max money. They'll redo their contracts if they have to, if it's allowed by the CBA. They're the current Brady Duncan. How have they been rewarded? They've been rewarded with titles. And then there's Aaron Rodgers, Kyler Murray. It's harder, as I said yesterday, to build cultures around them. Why? Well, they want to be either paid early or the most. All right, that makes it harder for everybody. So Kyler wants to be paid early, and Aaron wants to be paid the most. They both air some of their grievances publicly. Duncan and Brady didn't do that. That's not what you want to do. That creates drama. Everybody's walking on eggshells. That's not good for the culture. Also, both of them, doesn't make them a bad person. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is a bad person or Kyler's a bad person. They're kind of individual guys. They're kind of aloof, can be a little prickly. They're different. I've got multiple Packer players for 10 years, stories about Aaron Rodgers. Most I've never told. Maybe I'll write about them in a book. But you know, they're a little hurtful, a little harsh, but they've given me the backstory on Aaron. And I mean, they've come from agents and players and teammates and coach. And I've had several of these in the last couple years with Kyler Murray. Like, Aaron and Kyler are great, but they're not lean in guys all the way. They're not Mahomes and Curry. They're not Brady Duncan. And it is harder to win. You're not going to get dynasties with either of them. You're not going to get a dynasty with Kyler or Aaron, although they're good enough to. You got to lean in. It doesn't make them bad guys, but they are unique and at times make it more difficult. So the question always becomes, are you a lean-in guy or just a star and a rich guy? And to this point, that's what Aaron is. I mean, the Green Bay Packers acknowledged in the last month, Mark Murphy said, we don't have a three-year deal with Aaron. We have 3 1-year deals. They finally figured Aaron out. Took a while, but they finally figured it out. Aaron's Aaron. He's not a lean-in guy. That's not what he is. Again, doesn't make him a bad guy. He's going to do what he wants to do. And Kyler, to me, is not. Now, could he become a lean-in guy? Maybe. But right now, he's not. But we have a history here. Coaches set the cultures. If you want a dynasty, Duncan Brady, got to lean in. Can't be top of the market. Got to be coached hard. Got to be occasionally called out. Got lean in. Steph and Mahomes. They aren't quite Brady and Curry, Brady and Duncan yet. Not quite as team-friendly a deal, but They're rewarded with titles. So that's my takeaway. It's not a work ethic thing. I just saw a story this morning with Russell Wilson. And this is why I think Russell Wilson, and Matt Stafford's got some of these qualities too. Russell Wilson was talking about Denver, and he said, quote, what's the most important things about winning? Whatever that means, we just want to do that. That's his quote. So that's really the key. If you want to win, don't err. If you want to win at the highest level, because remember, with Kyler and Aaron, the ending of seasons is becoming very predictable. Aaron's seasons don't end well. It's about 7-8 years of this. And Kyler's last 3 years have not ended well. You want your seasons to end well? Lean in. Don't have to be top of the market. You can be paid well. Got to be coached hard. Got to be barked at. Got to be all in. Can't ghost teammates. That's all I'm saying. It's not a work ethic thing. Not it. But we have a precedent on cultures. If you lean in, you get dynasties. If you mostly lean in, you can win a title. If you're not leaning in, your seasons are going to end with disappointment. Either in the NBA playoffs or, by the way, NFL playoffs. For the record, LeBron has generally been a lean-in guy with teammates. He leaned in the most in his career in Miami. That's the one time LeBron leaned in. All in. L.A.? Not really. I'm doing my own thing. How's it gone?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. And now newly minted first-round picks like number one overall Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of their first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more, including Panini Instant Cards celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instance. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd Show. Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period.
It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
So good to have you in. So Utah got beat. No Luka. Utah loses the series, and they needed to win this series. They got both their stars. They're at home. Dallas doesn't have their star. So Dallas deserves some credit. Let's be honest about it. Utah didn't play terribly. They shot the ball well. They shot like 56%. Let's just give Dallas some credit. But I want to talk about this. Expectations are a direct link to happiness or sadness. Certain states have no obstacles. We live in California. During the pandemic, we had a $75 billion surplus. You can grow anything in California. We can grow all our own food. We have Mediterranean weather. Our economy is the fifth biggest in the world in California. Bigger, significantly bigger than Canada, a country. Significantly bigger than 200 countries. It's the fifth biggest in the world because the Mediterranean climate, the proximity to the ports in the Pacific Ocean, you can grow everything here. We can grow all our own fruits and then sell them to you. More people live in LA County than 41 states. So we don't have a lot of obstacles here. We screw stuff up occasionally, but don't have obstacles. A lot of states have obstacles. Alaska, hard to grow your own stuff. Idaho, not much of a population or a tax base. There's financial limitations in Kentucky or Idaho or Vermont. Texas, you're not going to be able to grow stuff like we can. You don't have the Pacific Ocean as your neighbor. There's states that have obstacles. So don't be unrealistic about what it can do. There are companies that have obstacles. You just don't have funding, right? Some companies get funding, some don't. Banks have limitations when you compare them to Silicon Valley. Silicon Valley companies can grow tech much faster than the highly regulated banking industry, okay? It's an obstacle. So your bank stock's not going to grow as fast as your Facebook generally or your tech stock. People have obstacles. If you grow up with abuse, in poverty, just getting a college degree in being a good person, you have perhaps overachieved. And there are people that come from, you know, wild support, great this, great that. So everybody this morning wants to whack Utah. Blow it up. Utah is really a great franchise. They're fantastic. They're the Green Bay Packers. They're Wisconsin football. Wisconsin football's never, ever, ever been the best team in college football. The fact they get to Rose Bowls and they're from a state with no high school football stars is unbelievable. Only two programs in college football do it. Oregon, they got Phil Knight, and Wisconsin. There's no high school football stars in their state, and they're top 10 all the time. Utah. You can't blow it up. Orlando tried that post-Dwight Howard. How'd it work? They're irrelevant. Utah's always relevant. They're just never great. The only time they've been great in back-to-back years, they got the steal of the draft. Stockton in one draft, Malone in the other. And they almost won a championship. There was a guy named Michael Jordan that screwed everything up. Now, you can get rid of Quinn Snyder and get a new voice. That has been suggested. All right. I think he's ready to go, and maybe you're ready to get off of Quinn Snyder. I don't have a problem with that. But the Yankees and the Lakers, they don't have any obstacles. Big brands, a lot of money, a lot of revenue. They can blow it up. They can start over. They're attractive to free agents because of their history or their city, the entertainment connections. But, you know, this idea that, listen, Utah's good. They lost Joe Ingles early in the year. Last year, they lost Bogdanovich, and they're not a franchise that can lose a score. This is their ceiling. It's Wisconsin football. I used to cover the Portland Trail Blazers. It's geographically isolated. It's cold and wet in the winter. It's not a big free agent destination. You got to make a big trade. You got to steal somebody in the draft. You got to find a Damian Lillard in the draft. And then you got to get lucky in a big trade. Hopefully you're healthy. You're not going to blow anything up. Listen, Dallas, Jalen Brunson is playing out of his mind. Spencer Dinwiddie is averaging 20 a night. And by the way, we have seen what Dallas is doing. Chris Paul got hurt. Chris Paul, Suns won like 11 of 17 games. Ja Morant got hurt. Grizzlies won like 18 of 20 games. Luka got hurt. Mavericks are winning some games. You can win without your star. Briefly, you're not going to win a championship. You're better eventually over the long term with your Ja Morant and your Chris Paul and your Luka. Let's not overreact to this stuff. Utah is relevant every year. Wisconsin football is relevant every year. They're in the Rose Bowl picture almost every year. But what are the expectations? There are obstacles in Utah in free agency. That's why they have to go so often to international to get some emerging stars. And they do a great job of that. And then that's why Wisconsin has to leave the state to go find their talent. But sometimes you just got to give another team credit. Like Dallas, it's not like Utah didn't play poorly. Utah became the first team, I think, in like 20 years last night to shoot 56% at home and lose. Like, they didn't play that terrible. I mean, Rudy Gobert, you're not going to just throw him away. He's an all-star. Donovan Mitchell's fantastic. But, you know, there are these moments and these companies and these states where there is a ceiling, and I think Utah has done a remarkable job in my lifetime, like Wisconsin football, to get the very most out of their organization. It's not, I've never seen them win a championship. It may never happen. Utah got very close, and Wisconsin's gone and won Rose Bowls. But expectations are the direct correlation to happiness and sadness. Utah just can't afford to lose a guy like Joe Ingles or Bogdanovich. You need every bucket you can get, and they don't have them. And Dallas right now is playing out of their minds. And whenever you lose your star, something happens. When you lose your Ja Morant, when you lose your Chris Paul, when you lose your Luka, what really happens, it's sort of unspoken. Coaches will tell you this. Everybody plays a little better defense. Everybody wants to show the coaching staff, hey, we're okay without that guy. And teams get this little rise. You know, they always say this with interim coaches in football. The team always plays better with the interim coach. Because everybody's like, hey, man, that coach had it out for me. The interim guy is going to see everybody plays better with an interim football coach. And NBA teams all the time. Not, well, I shouldn't say all the time because LeBron, you know, he left. But LeBron controlled the total offense for every team he's been on. A lot of times stars leave. And everybody plays a little above themselves for about 2-3 weeks. That's what Dallas is doing.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Here we go, live in Los Angeles on a Friday. It is The Herd. This is hour number two. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. So the Minnesota-Memphis game last night, I had to listen to on radio. I listened to the whole game on radio. So I don't know what it looked like, except for the highlights I saw. But on radio, it was crazy. Minute Joy Taylor's joining me.
It looked like a collapse.
Twice. They lost 2 20-point leads.
A collapse.
So one of the things you see in the playoffs, and it's really funny, like, I understand fans falling for it, but the media falls for it a lot, too. The regular season in the NBA is a total grind. Teams are not equally rested. Young teams can play over their head because a young team plays hard every night. Veteran teams, sometimes the dudes aren't locked in. They got injuries. You got nights off. And so, you know, I mean, like, I don't think Memphis is a championship team. I think Memphis in this stage is a win a playoff series or maybe two team. But I don't think they're a championship team. Milwaukee did this for years. We watched them take baby steps and baby steps. And as they grew up and grew and became better players, then you go from get to the playoffs, win a series, conference final level, and now you're a champion. And we didn't know if they were going to be a champion until last year. Middleton got hot. Giannis had a great final game. And you were like, okay, they're a champion. I don't think these teams are there yet. But everybody's killing Minnesota this morning, the T-Wolves, because, you know, they just blew leads. And it was like historically bizarre. And here's Charles Barkley.
I told you, I picked Minnesota to win this year because They got talent, but they got no brains whatsoever. They got a coach who last game let his two best players get four fouls in the first half. That tonight he led a 21-0 run, a 21-zip run in a playoff game and did not call a timeout. He led a team who was up 21. They scored 21 straight points, and this dude did not call one single timeout. Like, man, it's just embarrassing. Like, if I'm A-Rod and those guys, I'm like, no, man, this is unacceptable. That was ridiculous.
So, what's really happening is in the baby steps process of the NBA, Memphis is a year to a year and a half ahead of Minnesota. So, Memphis is at a stage where they know who their number one guy is, and they can win when he doesn't play. Minnesota is transitioning to who their number one is. So let's talk about the T-Bulls for a second. I never do, so here you go. So years and years ago, they draft Andrew Wiggins. He's going to be our one. They figure out by year two, he doesn't have the. He's not the alpha. He's more of a two to a three. He's probably a three. He just doesn't have the killer instinct, the body, can't put on weight. He's a three. They get Karl Anthony Towns, too, and they think he's going to be a one. And they found out he's too erratic, he's too emotional, he's a two. So Karl Anthony Towns, you could win a championship if he's your two. You could win a championship if Wiggins is a three or a four, but they thought they were both ones. No, Ant's a one. Anthony Edwards is a one. He's got Michael Jordan, Kobe-like killer instinct. He'll knock you out. Fearless, powerful, big man body. That's a one. Now he's a kid, so he's kind of refining his game, but you're watching the T-Wolves transition to, oh, we thought we had ones. We got rid of Wiggins. We're going to move Karl Anthony Towns back, and now Ant's our one. So by next year, Minnesota will be a team that will make the playoffs easily, and they'll win a playoff series, or maybe two. So you're just watching this business, this basketball franchise, you're watching a transition in real time. They thought Wiggins was a one. They thought Karl Anthony Towns was a one. And they invested in him. And then you kind of find out very quickly with Wiggins, he's not. You find out more slowly with Kat, he's not. It's not a knock. You know how many true ones there are in the world of basketball? 12, maybe 15? You know, Embiid, Giannis, I mean, Devin Booker, many people feel, is a two. And he's an all-star and he's great. And so you're just watching a team transition. And during that transition process for any business, any person, any team, it gets bumpy. You're not quite sure. So I'm not going to crush them. I think it just takes time with organizations. They thought Cat was a one. They thought Wiggins was a one. And now they got a one. And by the way, when you get the real one, you don't have to ask a lot of questions. Like you got John Morant, you figured out about 20 games in, that's a one. That's a one. You figure out Michael Jordan when he's, you know, the true ones, you don't have to ask a question about. You figure it out really fast. And so they'll be fine. But Memphis is ahead of them by about a year and a half in the baby steps of the NBA. This stuff doesn't happen overnight. Even the Warriors, you're building, you draft, you develop.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. And now newly minted first-round picks like number one overall Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of their first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more, including Panini Instant Cards celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instants. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd Show. Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
And with that, a guy who played in the NBA for 7 years, half of his career was with the Warriors. He's their radio analyst, one of the more talented broadcasters who played in pro sports, period. He's been a big hit in the Bay Area for years, Tommy Tolbert. Look at Tommy. You are now a sage. You are a veteran. You are a guru, a Svengali. Look at you right now.
Why? Why am I on TV?
So let me start with this. Let me talk about the Warriors, because I said this about an hour ago. I said, people in the Bay Area, they know about this Jordan Poole guy because this is what the Warriors do. They draft and develop. They steal a guy. They're patient. Year two, he gets good. Year three, you're like, wow. And year four, you're like, can lead us. So when did you figure out, because you were ahead of us on this because you're their team, when did you figure out, oh, we just found another splash brother. We got another star in our hands.
To be honest, it was only about 2 months ago, because last year, remember early on, he went down to the G League and worked on his game and came back, and he was a totally different player at that point. And then he's been a slow process, refining his game. The thing is, you got to learn to slow down, and you got to let the game come to you. And you watch all the great players, the game seems slow to them. They see things happen before it happens. They're never in a hurry. It never feels like the game rushes them. It felt like early on, even this season, sometimes the game rushed him a little bit, trying to put his imprint on the game instead of letting the game come to him. A lot of times he'd do like 4 or 5 in and out dribbles, not go anywhere. A lot of times it was a quick shot, too quick, not a great shot before moving the ball around. Within the last couple months, though, this guy has slowed the game down. The heartbeat slowed down, and you've seen everything that he has to offer. I mean, offensively, he is so dynamic, great first step, could finish at the hole, great free throw shooter, has incredible range, but the game's now coming to him. He doesn't feel like I have to go force myself onto the game, and it's been really fun to watch.
Yeah, the Warriors have two of the most unique players ever. First of all, Draymond is one of the only players in league history that can score 10 points and feel like he controls a game. That is very...
Colin, he can score 1 point and control the game. One.
There's like four guys ever that felt like that. I'm not sure if it's four. Secondly, they have the only superstar that would go, yeah, I'll come off the bench for the series.
Yep.
I mean, that just doesn't happen. I mean, and even guys I like stars, they're like, hey, man, I'm not coming off the bench. Yep. You have been around this culture forever. Who gets credit for it?
Boy, that's a good question. I think a lot of it is just Steph himself and growing up around the game and understanding what it takes to win and what a team needs. It's never been about him. It's always been about the team. So when Steve Kerr comes to him and says, hey, what do you want to do with your minutes to start the series? You're going to play about 24, 25. We could start you, and then you'll have a long sit, and we'll finish the second quarter with you, and then we'll do the same in the second half. Or, you know, you come off the bench, we can play your 6 minutes, then the gap will be shorter, and you play another 6 minutes. And Steph said, yeah. And he goes, that sounds good, and let's do that. And this is a guy who doesn't feel like being on the bench is a demotion. A lot of stars feel that way. Like, yo, what am I going to say when my family sees me, my friends see me coming off the bench? That's humiliating. I'm a star. I'm one of the best players in the game. Steph didn't see it that way. He just sees it as, hey, what's best for the team? I'm going to do my thing regardless. I mean, the guy's coming off the bench and killing it, as we all figured he would. So it doesn't really matter to him what's best for the team. And I would give him a lot of credit for that. I mean, certainly bringing Steve in. I mean, Joe Lacob at the top, Bob Myers. I mean, everybody gets credit for what they've been able to do here. But, hey, it doesn't happen if Steph isn't here.
I got to ask you about the Celtics, because I've spent a lot of time talking about the Nets. But I don't know why I think this. That Boston went into Oracle this year and beat the Warriors. Am I right on that?
Oh, yeah. They snuffed them out pretty good. I think the first half, the Warriors only had like 32 points. I mean,
yes.
They were just long and physical, and that's the type of team the Warriors can have problems with.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that. So I'm watching Boston the other night, and I'm like, man, I don't remember a team this good defensively. Like, I always knew, we all knew Marcus Smart and Jaylen. Mm-hmm. Jaylen was, even at Cal, really athletic, strong. Marcus Spark couldn't shoot for 3 years. Like, so get it. Tatum's a much better defensive player now. But I watched the Celtics, and I gave them no shot, Tommy, to win the championship, because I'm like, they're so Tatum-dependent for the bucket. But I watched their defense, and I'm like, I've never seen Kevin Durant completely out of sorts. Cannot ball handle. Is Boston a title team? Are they?
Yeah. Absolutely. And wait till they get, if they get Robert Williams back. I mean, he's a guy in the middle that's 6'10", super athletic, gives them a vertical presence on offense where they can throw the lobs. He can block shots. He can affect shots. He can switch out on the perimeter, which is what you want with your big guys nowadays. A guy that can protect the rim and switch out and stay in front of guards on occasion. So when they get him back, they are really good defensively. In fact, as long as this Warrior run has been going, 7-8 years, whatever the case may be, Boston always gave them fits. They were long. They were athletic. They got into them. They were physical. They still play with that brand of basketball, but they got some guys that can put the ball in the hoop now. So I look at all the teams in the East, and look, if Ben Simmons comes back, who knows what he'll look like. So I don't want to say that series is over, because it certainly is not. But when I look at the teams in the East, like what team could give them the most trouble, Boston's certainly at the top of the list.
So I think most of us prescribe to the theory that Phoenix, Golden State, that was going to be the series. And I kind of felt like Phoenix was so hungry. You know, these really good teams that haven't won a championship, like Milwaukee last year until they won it, they just play with an intensity in the regular season. Their chemistry is very good. Then Booker gets hurt, but he'll be back. If Phoenix and Golden State collide, with the emergence of Jordan Poole, it makes me think differently. I thought it was just a Phoenix series. They've played multiple times. If they play, and at this point, I think Phoenix will be fine. They'll get through the Pelicans even without Booker. I believe that. What does Phoenix do that is a problem for the Warriors, and what does Golden State do that's a problem for Phoenix?
Well, I mean, what the Suns have is a legit 7-1 guy in DeAndre Ayton. He's a guy that can cause, because they don't have, the Warriors do not have that. They have Looney and Draymond playing five, and because James Wiseman, unfortunately, couldn't make it back this year because of knee issues, they don't have any size at all. Now, Draymond is, I mean, we talked about him a couple minutes ago. He's one of the most unique players in the NBA today and in history. He can dominate a game without scoring. What he's done on Jokic this series is incredible.
Incredible. I
mean, Jokic is awesome. And he's stoned him multiple times because he's so good defensively. He anticipates. He gets into your body. So moving on, if they play Phoenix, he can do that with Ayton, but Ayton's a different type of guy. They don't rely on Ayton to get a bunch of buckets. He'll score occasionally. He gives them a vertical threat as well. He can really run the court. So that's really – and then, I mean, the Chris Paul factor. Chris Paul is fantastic. He's just one of the best in the NBA. I think where the Warriors can give them trouble is just being able to have multiple guys on the team that can handle, move the ball, kick the ball, spread out. And they have, I mean, look at the three shooters they have. When they put those guys on the court all together, Jordan Poole, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, if one of those guys are open, they're going to hit the shot, especially the way they're going right now. I looked last night between those three, they had 80 points on 48 field goal attempts. That's astounding. I mean, that's incredible to have that kind of production from three guys. So I think offensively, even though the Suns are really good, if they were to meet, I think it'd be just a heck of a series. I think that's the one that we're looking forward to. But, hey, you still got to get by these, and Memphis is still out there waiting if they can get by Minnesota. So there's a lot of landmines left.
I'll tell you this. I said this about DeMar DeRozan the other day. You're in San Francisco. It's a very heady place, mm-hmm. Silicon Valley, the birthplace of some of the analytics. And I like analytics, but I always use the term mm-hmm. manalytics. I'm not mm-hmm. going to reduce my pro athlete to a number. There are moments I'm going to go to my star and say, hey, just get me a bucket. Mm-hmm. It's funny. You know what I like about these the last couple years in the playoffs, Tommy, is that analytics are still big, but playoff basketball is so situational. Like DeRozan, people about 6 years ago when analytics came in, Tom, they kind of rolled their eyes at DeRozan. Yeah, he's mm-hmm. athletic. He can't... Increasingly in the playoffs, like Draymond, DeRozan, Chris Paul, mm-hmm. kind of your worldview, because the Warriors were really the epicenter of this avalanche of analytics. And, you know, they were at the forefront of it. But you are seeing some stuff in the playoffs where, like, mid-range jumpers, like, they matter. Like, getting a stop, getting a bucket. What's your takeaway on all that? The analytics... Baseball, it's just taking the whole sport over.
Yeah.
What's your view of it in the NBA?
I do have to say, since you mentioned it, my beard looks nice. I didn't know it looked that good, but I haven't seen it. It looks pretty good. You know what? It's interesting because I always relate basketball and baseball together in this, in that I still love watching the sports, but it's not as diverse as it once was in terms of skill set and what players can do. Basketball, you used to see all kinds of stuff. Nowadays, they tell George Gervin, take your finger roll and sit on the bench. Kareem, that sky hook, nice shot, but it's not efficient enough for us. I mean, there's so many things. Think about all the shots guys used to take back in the day and make, and now they don't. It's threes and layups. And baseball is the same thing. Hit and run, stolen bases, all that. Nowadays, it's just hit a home run or walk. But you know what? I get it. You want to shoot threes. They're worth more than twos. But those aren't always the best shots. I've always said, get me a good shot. Not is it an efficient shot, because what may be an efficient shot for somebody isn't an efficient shot for somebody else.
Yeah.
Like a lot of these shots DeMar DeRozan's taking, you're showing here. Well, I wouldn't tell someone to take those. I mean, those are tough shots, but that's his shot. He gets to his spot, he fades away a little bit, and he leans back so he can get that jumper off. That is his shot. Why would I want to turn that guy into a three-point shooter when he can shoot 50-55% on those mid-range twos? Yeah, they're quote-unquote tough, and the analytics would say those are bad shots. But here's what the analytics don't take into account. They don't take into account the human element. It's different from one person to a next. Like I've always said in football, third and one, right? Or fourth and one, go for it. Well, would the analytics say go for it? But is my offensive line hurt? What's the weather like? Who am I playing against? It doesn't take those factors into consideration.
Right.
So the best coaches will use the analytics. They won't let the analytics use them.
He's so good. Tom Tolbert is so good. And now you're good looking. I mean, you're always fine, but look at this. You look like somebody.
Thank you. You were always fine. Let's be honest, Colin. I wasn't that fine. And then why do you think I grow a beard? People grow a beard to hide their face.
Yeah. You kind of look
That's
like.
That's why they do it.
If the Grateful Dead got a hold of you and said, hey, can you we're going to do a little makeshift thing.
Yeah. I could. I mean, if you want me to, I got a staff. I was cleaning my staff earlier this morning. So yeah. There's some spells I was working on. So I'll let you know how it goes.
Tom Tolbert. Good seeing you, buddy.
See you, Colin.
He's so great. Warriors radio analyst. He's been in the Bay Area. He's been a rock star for years. Great point about the analytics. It's like what he used a term that people in the NBA use, get to your spot. Like Jordan had a spot. Kobe, and now Jordan had a couple spots, but they're just certain guys. Like if you go look at, you can track every basket by every player. LeBron's got a side he likes.
Right. That's why you do scouting.
Yeah.
And good defenders and know where the spots are and try to move you off your spot.
Right. And so like DeMar DeRozan, I like buckets. Like, hey man, most of these playoff games, because as you point out, we don't have a great team right now.
Right.
Phoenix is really good. Milwaukee, when they're healthy, is really good. But when you don't have a great team, like we knew going in, the reason I like Philly over Toronto, I said, Toronto's not good enough to pull away from them. The games are going to be close with 4 minutes left. I get Embiid, Harden, and Maxey. And to me, the three most talented guys. So the bottom line is with Chicago and Milwaukee and Middleton out now, it's basically who's better, DeRozan or Giannis, with 4 minutes to go. Now, Giannis is a more guaranteed shot if he gets it in the box. But it really comes down to when you don't have great teams and you have good teams, get a bucket guy becomes wildly valuable. Chris Paul is a get a bucket. Giannis. Now if you have a dynasty on your hands and you're like, listen, like Houston tried to this with Golden State. Golden State's a dynasty. Houston's like, listen, we're not going to beat them with get a bucket guys. We're going to take 50 threes. And there'll be nights we hit them. So if you had the Warriors, if KD was still with the Warriors, then I would get like reluctance for DeMar DeRozan. But we don't. In the foreseeable future, we don't have that dynasty because like the LeBron and KDs now, that era is done. So like guys like DeMar DeRozan and Chris Paul become wildly valuable. These games are all close. We're watching them here. They're all close. I mean, I watched three games last night. They're all close with 3.5 minutes to go.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.